This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
8:37 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana Phil and Chen Li. Now, Bank Negara Malaysia last Friday released Malaysian GDP data for the first quarter of 2022, which grew by 5% from the previous year, driven by improving domestic demand amid the easing of containment measures.
Economies by and large were expecting positive figures, but the 5% growth rate exceeded the projections of many research houses. Bank Negara Governor Datuk Noor Shamsian Yunus said that improvement also reflects a recovery in the job market, with the unemployment rate declining further to 4.1%, down by 0.2% from the previous quarter.
Headline inflation also moderated to 2.2% from 3.2% the previous year. And while core inflation is expected to trend upwards, Bank Negara believe that key factors are expected to alleviate the upward pressure on prices, namely the existing price control measures and the continued spare capacity in the economy.
So what does the first quarter reading bode for the Malaysian economy moving forward? For some thoughts on this and more insights into Malaysia's economic outlook, we speak to Firdaus Rosli, Chief Economist at Mark. Good morning, Firdaus. Thanks very much for joining us today. So Malaysia's Q1 GDP came in higher than expected at 5% growth, compared to 3.9% that Mark projected. So what do you think accounts for the strong print in contrast with analyst projections?
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me. The two things to look at this. Number one is from the perspective of the economic activity, where the better than expected manufacturing and services sector actually caught us by surprise. So our January 2022 projection is well within the official figures, but less so with February and March. The reason is because we thought that the spike in positive COVID-19 cases dragged growth, but it did not, since the government stayed clear from a lockdown, unlike in the past. That's the first bit. The second bit is through the expenditure items, where we noticed that private consumption growth was actually pretty commendable at 5.5%, since all states graduated from the National Recovery Plan in January. Besides, public consumption was also surprisingly high at 6.7% year-on-year, which was higher than the first quarter of the past years. So all in all, we think that a feel-good factor is rising amid economic reopening. So our growth prospects in 2022 looks good for now.
So how even is economic recovery across sectors? Which parts of the economy do you see lagging behind even as activity picks up?
Yeah, so from the year-on-year comparisons, we noticed that all expenditure items recorded improvements, except for net exports, as imports growth surpassed exports. And this is expected because we tend to import more as the economy reopens, and because also because of this stronger greenback. From the economic activity side, the services sector appears to be the biggest beneficiary as a result of lower mobility restrictions. So we can expect second quarter to be strong amid international borders reopening and the relaxations of COVID-19 SOP starting 1st of May. But from the quarterly perspective, things are a bit different because the manufacturing sector was actually lower by 5.1%, most probably dragged by the lower production in February when COVID-19 cases were peaked. The services sector was also down by 2%, dragged by perhaps motor vehicle sales that dropped in the first quarter, although it was higher from the year-on-year basis. And this is normal in most years anyway, because and this is not something that we are particularly worried about. Wholesale trade was lower in first quarter as well, and most likely because of the COVID-19 cases that, as well as the floods. Government services were also lower in the second quarter, but we see similar trends in most years anyway, and it will pick up eventually.
So Firdaus, you were saying for quarter one, weaknesses in manufacturing, services, wholesale trade, all primarily driven by lockdowns. So with reopening in quarter two, we should expect an incredible gangbusters quarter two, no?
Yeah, most likely. In fact, we are looking at perhaps double-digit growth in private consumption in the second quarter of this year, if not very high single-digit number.
And so what does that change then in your full year prognosis then?
For now, we are sticking with our full year 2022 forecast of 5.1% amid the commendable growth in private consumption. Speaking of which, we are looking at 7.1% now in growth in private consumption. But as the economy picks up, it is likely that our private consumption forecast inches closer to the Bank Negara's projection of 9%. I think we can rule out COVID-19 as the biggest downside risk for now. And we don't really share, we no longer share Bank Negara's sentiment on this. However, we concur with Bank Negara's assessment that risks associated to geopolitical tensions, sustained and elevated commodity prices, and volatility in the financial markets, these are all pretty much loud and clear. None of these variables are within our control, so they should be among the highest in our list.
So what's your view on the pace of Bank Negara's monetary policy tightening? How many more rate hikes do you expect to see for 2022?
It is highly probable that we're going to have another one in the second half of this year. Upon closer examination of the MPS, the Monetary Policy Statement, we noticed that there is an increasing number of positive words being used by Bank Negara, or rather the MPC, such as firmer, strengthen and improve, implies Bank Negara's growing confidence in the domestic economy in the near-term prospect. We think that the real interest rate has been trending negative for over a year now, so perhaps the MPC would want to see this narrowing further in its September, if not November, meeting.
And I'm just curious how you think the government's fiscal policy will take shape, especially amid a rising interest rate environment and also in light of current employment levels.
Yeah, this is pretty interesting because we are living in a very strange environment right now, because at a global level, stocks and bonds are down at the same time. US dollar is strong. When oil prices are elevated, we have a supply chain bottlenecks remain persistent and may even last for the rest of the year. So it is not an exaggeration for me to say that as the OPR rises, so will government spending to support the economy, which can be a very bizarre combo. Like I mentioned earlier, government spending was up by 6.7% on a year-on-year basis. So despite higher labor participation, unemployment rate still hovering around 4.1% in March. So it is possible that the government would continue to spend more to bring unemployment rate lower in the coming months through subsidies and income support. One thing to add, that this can be tricky because Malaysia's credit negative development surrounding revenue, deficit spending and debt ratios continues. Although government aims to achieve 6% fiscal deficit in 2022 from 6.4% last year.
I mean, that's the million-dollar question, right? The capacity of the government to catalyze or kickstart the economy. So I wonder how second half will look like with a rising interest rate environment, a weaker fiscal position, and very much uncertainty in core markets like China. What's our prognosis for the second half of the year? Do we expect a deceleration of the economy?
Maybe not in the next two quarters, because we think that for policy normalization to be well measured this year, the unemployment rate should decline significantly in the coming months. So rising OPR at a time when unemployment is elevated could be challenging to weak growth, government fiscal position and social stability standpoints for developing economies such as Malaysia. So we think that there will be a considerable push on this segment. So fiscal policy will correspond with the rising interest rate environment through higher spending and improvements in investment prospects in the coming months. So we don't really see the economy slowing down in the next two quarters at least.
So, Firdaus, what does this mean then for inflation? We saw a moderation down to 2.2%. There's pressure for government to perhaps even, remove some of these price control measures. Do we expect inflation to tick up in the second half of the year?
The straight answer is no, because we don't really see the government taking away the price cap on retail fuel prices for now. Because as we inch closer to general elections, with the fact that the OPR is higher, with a higher minimum wage, we don't want to lose that feel good factor, as what I mentioned earlier, so this will probably be a little bit persistent in the coming months, if not some quarters moving forward. We don't really see that I mean, as far as unemployment is concerned, we notice that it is trending downwards, but still remain relatively high for younger workers. And I think there will be a lot more policy support for this to be less challenging in the coming months.
Firdaus, thanks very much for speaking to us this morning. That was Firdaus Rosli, Chief Economist at Mark, giving us his take of the latest GDP print that came out for the Malaysian economy last week and what this means moving forward. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.